We were led to a rude wooden hut.
Inside was a rude wooden bed.
On it lay a rude wooden man.
And a rude wooden welcome to Broon, Eddie.
Good heavens, it's rude wooden Baron Seagoon. The man who left me £1 million in his rude will.
Then it is true. He's rudely dead.
That was mere rude idle gossip. I just overslept one morning. Now, Neddy, hand over the £1 million. It's not yours till I die.
I haven't got it.
Quit stalling. I planned this plan to get my £1 million out of England.
So this is all a trick? Well, it's misfired. I was forced to pawn the money with Gridpipe Thin.
Him? But this was his idea. Ah, double crosser. Where is he?
In a pawn shop in the Atlantic.
Then we've got him cornered. Show me the way, and I'll give you £500,000.
Which half?
The other half.
Which half are you having?
The other half.
I say you're cutting it fine, aren't you?
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Oh, yes.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Shut up, shut up.
We accept, but we warn you, Baron, if you try anything funny, you won't get a laugh from us.
Right, give me the pawn ticket. Follow me.
Into the Atlantic we plunged. I swam strongly. My duck's disease is now being a boon.
We swam steadily for a week, then another week in that order.
I think this is the spot.
Are you sure?
Positive. I recognize the ocean.
Well, the pawn shop's not here.
Perhaps it moved.
Moved? What a cunning method of concealment. After them!